Welcome to Whitehall Works. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Zach.
And today we're going to talk about parks and recreation.
So, you know, we started down this road a little bit in our last episode when we talked about the Rapid Five project and we had Keith Myers in. But today we want to talk a little more specifically about how the city has been working with our parks and recreation and expanding opportunities in our community.
Yeah, so as economic development professionals, we do have to work on the quality of life factors in our community to be attractive to businesses and for people to locate. And right now, I do want to give a little shout out to the BREC, which is the Baton Rouge, Louisiana Parks and Rec
Baton
Agency.
Baton Rouge.
Because they had a really nice write-up about the link between parks and recreation and economic development.
Well, and I think, you know, as we've talked about in previous episodes as well, you know, this notion of green space is really evolving. And so it used to be, you know, you didn't identify a park unless it had a kid's playground in it. And that's really changed over the last decade where, you know, parks are created for people of all ages, all different abilities and, you know, accessibility issues. And really, that's what we've tried to do in Whitehall.
Yeah. And so this write-up did talk a lot about how parks have a positive correlation in communities. They have a positive effect on real property value, which in turn increases municipal tax revenues. And parks attract and retain retirees and workforce talent alike. Also, home buyers are attracted to purchase homes in communities with these park amenities.
Yeah. I mean, I think you look at the successful communities in Central Ohio, and all of them have a comprehensive strategy to increase the amount of parks throughout their community so that residents are steps away from a city park or an amenity like that. And it's certainly been, I think, part of what our strategy has been in the last couple of years as we continue to move that forward.
Yeah, with our decade of development, which I know we've talked a lot about. So I know we put in those terms. But since 2017, we have seen a real spike in parks participants, 230%.
That's a lot. That seems like a lot.
Yes. We've won 9 Ohio Parks and Rec Association awards.
Excellent. Not 8, but 9.
9. Not 7.
9.
9. And unfortunately, we were not able to host the Food Truck Fest back in 2020. But in 2019, with it, that drew 25,000 people into the city.
The reason that those numbers, I think, have been able to be achieved is because, you know, since we've come in, since Mayor Maggard has come in, and we have a new team guiding our Parks and Recreation Department, we've really understood and valued investments into our park system. And so, you know, since 2017, the city's invested over $9 million into the city's 5 parks and our parks facilities. And, you know, that included, you know, building a new splash pad in John Bishop Park. It's taking playground equipment in all of our city parks that was decades old and functionally obsolete, and in some cases maybe even not safe, and putting in all new playgrounds in every single one of our parks. And it's, you know, the most significant project we've had is our partnership with the YMCA of Central Ohio and their team to build the Community Park YMCA branch, this express branch that is really a programmatic center. And it works to really engage our community in a way that, you know, doesn't happen at every single Y. It's a lot more than just your standard Y swim and gym, but it really is an empowerment center to help people improve their lives.
Yes, all of which we're going to have more details when we get to our guests today.
Excellent.
In addition to the YMCA, the new Norton Crossing development at the intersection of Broad and Hamilton Road just opened up a new park,
a new urban park.
Yeah. And so that also gets us into another redevelopment at the northeast corner of Broad and Hamilton.
Yeah. So, you know, we've kind of briefly mentioned in other episodes, you know, we're redeveloping, you know, these 50 acres at Broad and Hamilton, the former golf dome and condominium complex, easy for me to say. And, you know, when we started working with the developers and our stakeholders, integrating the 80-acre nature park, and I know our guest today will talk a little bit about those improvements, but really integrating and expanding the park into this development was one of the most important things that we were really trying to search out. Because, as you kind of hit on earlier, having integrated functional great parks and green space is an attraction for residents, it's attraction for businesses, it helps your workforce, and all of those things. So certainly, you know, working on, you know, expanding and integrating Whitehall Community Park into this new 50-acre development was really critical to that plan.
Yeah, and so this is really, as we've talked about many times, a vision of our leadership and our team and the mayor. And that is why we wanted to bring our guest today.
Sure. So our guest today is Shannon Sorrell. She is the Whitehall Director of Parks and Recreation. We could not give enough credit to Shannon and her team for really transforming our Parks and Recreation Department under her leadership, along with that of Mayor Maggard. You know, as I mentioned, we've had tremendous amount of investment, and more so than just the dollars and cents, there's been this transformation in the culture about how do we really serve our residents and provide programming that they want, that they need, and do so in a way that is, you know, sprinkled throughout the community. So not at one park, but all parks. And so with that, I want to welcome Shannon to the podcast today.
Thank you, Zach. It's a joy to be here.
A lot of times we like to transition from how we are as a podcast talking about economic development, but how we're really focusing that in our community. So Shannon, can you talk to us a little bit about the investment that you kind of made in the programs of the YMCA? We'll start with that.
Absolutely. So with the YMCA, as we began this venture, back in 2017, as I was joining Whitehall's team, we really worked with the administration of the Y to develop a site that allowed for the community's needs and catered to our own community's needs. And that looks different than other communities. And we were able to successfully design and build a site that has indoor turf. Was the first indoor turf on the east side of Columbus. We have a teaching kitchen, which we just have been teaching classes in as Parks and Rec at two, which is exciting. We have a community hub that allows for families to gather and join together in programs and education and just create like a living room outside of their living room. And it is something that many people in our community have grabbed onto. Our seniors, it gives them a place outside of some of their traditional realms to volunteer and to give back to the community. And it allows not just the YMCA and the city to provide opportunities. The residents we see stepping in and becoming more and more involved as the programs at the Y grow.
Well, and it's certainly, I think you would agree, has become an anchor to the revitalization that we've seen at Whitehall Community Park. And again, under your leadership and your vision, Whitehall Community Park has really been transformed. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about this gem of the East Side, one of the largest nature parks inside of I-270. Can you tell us, our listeners, just a little bit about some of the projects you've done there?
Absolutely. Over the last 4 years, we've really changed, I'd call it the 30 years of deferred maintenance from inside that building to outside in the park and between the two Clean Ohio Awards grants we were given. We have created creek access. We've re-meadowed 7 acres of wildflowers, wow, which is just beautiful. The creek accesses, we are opening up May 15th, and we'll do ribbon cuttings alongside of community planting day there. And so just that park has transitioned from a place that felt worn down, and it felt like 30 years of deferred maintenance and neglect was there. And so just cleaning it up, brightening it up. It is any time of the day you go out there and there's Frisbee golfers and there's walkers and there's families and there's activities from the Y going on. And we are just really excited to be able to not just invest in the Y, but invest in that park and create a safe, fun, unique place inside 270 for the residents of Whitehall.
Well, and the meadow is my favorite because, the meadow previously was, 4 softball diamonds that were tragically underused, had one summer league, and that was, so we maintained 4 softball diamonds for one summer league. And to your point, now you go out there and it's all been transformed to this prairie meadow with wildflowers, and there's paths and trails, and to be able to see activity in that park every single day is really something special.
It is. It's unique, and it is every day, whether it's sledding or Frisbee golf or camps out there, that the Y hosts, and just kids using that park. We actually, prior to everything this past year, were able to host Whitehall City Schools in their first outdoor education days in over a decade back in that park, which was wonderful.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
I did want to give a small plug for my favorite episode of Tuesdays with Corey. If you check out our social media, if you want to know how to play Frisbee golf, he explains it quite well, and it is quite fun to watch.
Tuesdays with Corey is my favorite. I'm glad we brought that back.
I love it. Shannon, can you also tell us a little bit about the investments that we've had on all the playground equipment and everything in our various parks?
I sure can. Our playgrounds were, as Zach had mentioned, just beyond their useful years. And we had the pleasure of working with a number of our contractors and with the community to redesign these sites. And we have, in our five existing parks, we have unique new playgrounds in each of them. So we kept the Lambie Lane feel of that, the train and just the small community playground there. Robinwood is really designed for our younger residents, being that it's just a corner park, you know, a park you walk to in your backyard type of feel. And then John Bishop Park has a beautiful all ages, all accessible playground at the north end of the park. And at the south end of the park, we put more of a natural playground type feel in there. And in between those two locations, we have our splash pad, so our aquatic playground that is open Memorial Day to Labor Day every year. And then finally, in Whitehall Community Park, we invested in multiple play areas. And what's so great about that is the fully accessible playground has a poured surface and our swing sets are up there. But it also is used frequently by the fitness community. So you see people who are using those play structures as like a multi-use workout station, which
that
is
would never I know nothing about. That's really really.
We didn't expect it either, but it worked out wonderfully.
Wow.
We couldn't have asked.
That's fantastic.
It is
great
fantastic.
Unintended consequence.
It is. The playgrounds are just a treat. When we filmed a Tuesdays with Corey session just the other
Tuesdays
day.
Tuesdays with Corey.
And there we have that. My kids got to do a speed tour of all of our playgrounds and play on all of them. And they were just, I mean, they love them. The community loves them. And what was amazing at the opening of the John Bishop Park Playground, which is one of our accessible playgrounds, we had a grandmother come up to me and pull me out of the crowd and say, I can't thank you enough for this because it's the first time in 10 years I've been able to play with my grandchildren on a playground.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
So I know we mentioned it a minute ago, but tell us about Whitehall's newest park, the Kelly Green.
So our newest park, the Kelly Green, is just a gem of an urban park. We have this beautiful green space and a wonderful pavilion in which we'll have live music every Tuesday night starting in June with our super unique farmers market. So we have 12 to 13 vendors already signed up for this, growers and makers that are local. We have community partners every week, and then some weeks we even have the zoo or other community partners coming out to do activities. Activities are a little different for us in Parks and Rec. We're used to bounce houses, and we can't rely on those right now given all the climate of what's going on. And so we are looking for a lot of new partners, and we have those. We're excited. The Kelly Green is going to be a great place to host some new activities for Whitehall. The farmers market, the Buyer's Auto Pavilion is going to be a great place for live performances and for our National Night Out to take place there this year. And then we are partnering with local businesses and some breweries. So some weeks we will also be featuring happy hours alongside our farmers market. So you'll be able to come pick up your produce, enjoy live entertainment or artists, and be able to sit and socialize with your friends in this beautiful new green space as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We want to, you know, special thanks to Buyer's Auto for being a fantastic partner and helping to provide a lot of that programming that's going to happen. And it's, you know, this whole area is going to take place inside of the Norton Crossing Dora, our designated outdoor refreshment area. So we're really excited to bring people to this area. One of the things that I want to kind of end on, Shannon, is, you know, that's a lot of how the city, through your leadership and vision, have talked about, you know, what we're doing for people inside of Whitehall. Mm-hmm. But I know that one of your passions, too, is how do we link our parks to other parks, and how do we, you know, we talked about it in the Rapid Five, but I know that you've worked on these kind of, you know, concepts and linking those. Can you talk a little bit about your work and how we're going to connect Whitehall businesses and our parks to kind of the outside world?
So we are really excited in the Parks and Rec community about the Rapid Five project that's really formally tying together these greenway and bikeway plans. And for Whitehall to be a piece of this project is exciting because we have been spent a number of years working with our partners, with Columbus, Gahanna, the Metro Parks, to try to connect Whitehall beyond the city of Whitehall's borders, which means our residents and our businesses are able to step outside their doors, step on a trail, or get into the Big Walnut Creek in their boat and go somewhere. And it also allows people to come to Whitehall via those modes of transportation.
Sure. And one of the ones that people may be familiar with is the Big Walnut Greenways Trail. Mm-hmm. What's the other one that you've been working on as well?
The Eastmore Green Line to run north and south up the city's west side to connect along that corridor.
Excellent. the podcast is focused on economic development, but can you just from a park standpoint talk about what kind of an impact, you know, being able to have these connections through the, you know, the Greenways Trail would have for our parks and our visitors?
So it creates safe connections from metropolitan areas into park spaces. Lots of times roadways are the barriers for families and for people to access our green spaces. And the Greenway and the Rapid Five system really will focus on creating safe corridors for people to get to our green spaces, especially places like Whitehall Community Park, which can be a little more isolated from our community.
So, Shannon, we want to congratulate you on your newly awarded Governor's Award.
Congratulations. Tell our listeners a little bit about what the award was for.
Thank you. The team is really honored, and we are excited to be awarded with a Governor's Award. We are probably the smallest agency to have received one, at least in the last 10 years. And it's about focusing on a project that demonstrates impact in our community on improving quality of life, as well as doing something in a new way. And what's really unique about the Whitehall partnership with the YMCA and all the investments in Whitehall Community Park is we just reimagined the way in which a Whitehall YMCA could serve our residents from their traditional mindset. And so when we are looking at the people, you know, in Ohio, we tend to be very forward thinking in parks and recreation. And so to have this recognition from our peers and from the Governor's Award is just mind blowing. It's wonderful and very exciting.
Shannon, again, we want to thank you very much for being part of the podcast today. The information you shared really gets us excited. And I know that it gets a lot of the folks who we interact with. And just to see the transformation in our parks over the last number of years really is a credit to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Now we want to introduce everyone to our newest segment, our More with Morpsey.
Do, 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 do.
So as many of you know, Morpsey is the Regional Council of Local Governments. They're also the regional planning organization for this region. They're a collective of 75 local governments. And we are so proud to have as this new segment Neil Juris, the Director of Communications.
Thank you for having me, Jenna and Zach.
So welcome to the new segment. So, Neil, can you talk a little bit about, I know today we're talking about greenways and parks. Can you talk a little bit about, kind of introduce what Morpsey is doing in this space?
Sure. So one of the ways we're encouraging green space and trail connectivity is through our Central Ohio Greenways Initiative. And for those unfamiliar, it's a trail network of national significance spanning more than 230 miles, connecting Central Ohio to other parts of the state and country. And so these trails are traveled more than 12 million miles annually, providing economic, quality of life, and health benefits to the community. And so the vision of this initiative is to expand the existing regional trail network by adding more than 500 miles of trails.
That seems like a lot.
It is, but you know what? It provides opportunities to look at different ways to travel. It's another mobility option for people to use.
In our last episode, we talked about the Rapid Five, and I know Morpsey is really involved in that. Can you talk a little bit about how Morpsey's kind of spearheading that collaboration?
Absolutely. So, you know, in talking about greenways, you have to mention Rapid Five. And so we're excited to embark on this new joint venture or initiative with ULI Columbus, definitely Whitehall, and many other communities and private entities. They are helping us with this. And so the initiative is about creating a vision for a comprehensive open space system that spans the entire country. As you know, Central Ohio has an impressive waterway and greenway system that has the potential to redefine the region and connect our community with an extensive green space system unparalleled anywhere else. Or in other words, we can create the largest interconnected green space system in the country while protecting our river corridors and providing linear connections within and to these corridors to ensure that we're truly providing access to this valuable asset for all of our residents, neighborhoods, especially those who have traditionally been underserved.
Well, and I think that's really important to link historically underserved neighborhoods, but it's also maybe equally as important as the region continues to grow.
Absolutely.
You know, can you kind of, as the region grows, you know, by millions of more people, you know, these corridors and these different modes of transportation are going to become that much more important.
Absolutely. As you just stated, you know, our region is expected to grow by more than 3 million people over the next 30 years. And so that's going to be bringing an increased demand for more walkable neighborhoods, transportation, mobility options. And so trails play an important part in that, in providing a high quality of life to diverse populations.
As we've kind of talked about the Rapid Five project, can you tell us a little bit more about the Central Ohio Blueways?
Ooh, what is a blue way?
Yes.
It's our waterways.
Ooh.
But,
ooh.
Absolutely. So one of the things that MORPC's been really committed to is we've been developing an interactive map that provides information on where residents can safely kayak and canoe in the region. And so overall, our plan will be to coordinate with regional partners along water trails to achieve a state water and trail designation from ODNR, which is the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, for each of our major waterways. And so in achieving this designation, we will be able to draw statewide attention to the recreational opportunities that Central Ohio has to offer.
See, I'm really excited because we'll be able to add, you know, our recent, you know, boat and kayak launches at Whitehall Community Park into the Big Walnut Creek to your map. So that'll be great. Niel, again, as a brand new contributor, regular contributor with the More with MORPC.
Do, yes. Do.
Yeah, that's right. Sound effects are awesome. It's a high budget show. We want to thank you for being with us today. Again, we want to thank Shannon Sorrell, the Whitehall Director of Parks and Recreation, for being with us today. I think there was a lot of really good information, you know, that shows Central Ohio is really kind of stepping up its game to connect parks and trails and blueways so that every resident, regardless of neighborhood, will be able to have access to those parks. So we look forward to our next episode. And
now back to work.
Thanks for listening to Whitehall Works. This is a show hosted by the Economic Development Team, Zach and Jenna, at the City of Whitehall, a suburb of about 19,000 residents located in the Columbus, Ohio region. Economic development is a phrase you often hear, but the general public may not know what it means in practice. As a profession, economic development focuses on the well-being and quality of life in a local community, region, state, or country. Each episode will have a topic or a breakdown of efforts the City of Whitehall is working on to improve their community. But you are the community experts, and we want to hear from you. If you have any topics or questions for Zach and Jenna to talk about on the show, please email Whitehall Works Podcast in the subject line to economicdevelopment@whitehall-oh.us. Now back to work.